you. Jimmy, thank you for allowing us the time to hear that.
You bet.
Announcement from Mr. Moon. I see that he has two kids with him. If I'm mistaken, did he have a number?
I don't know.
Was it him that had like...
I'm doing a little creep over there.
Oh, it's all right. I'm doing fine.
You start? You wish me to start? We're running our totals last night, Jim. I stayed late doing that, trying to find out where we're at, and we're still well over a million.
Well over a million, over. I'll start. Let's start up. We'll do an easy one first on 118. What we did is, during the process when we added those four jailers, I think we talked about putting those guys into a separate fund. Just during the conversation, if you can, you remember talking about that?
Yeah.
So we went ahead and did that. Moved it into a special fund. Mm-hmm. That way, they don't reflect in your budget because it's kind of a, you know, if the second pod closes, obviously we won't need the work. So we put those four people and what they're making now, and we put them over into, I believe, 114. Is that right? I'll double check here. It was under employee retention supplement.
Well, point is they won't be treated any differently. Benefits will be the same. It just won't be reflected here.
Yeah.
That was one change we made to your 118 account. Okay.
Okay.
Just from an accounting perspective, because that's kind of how we envision setting them up. I think we all talked about that when we... The 117 account, which is the challenging account, going into our meetings, I did my numbers to see where everyone would have to be to if everyone hit the 5% cut. So I was kind of starting the day with your set, or starting everyone's with a number in mind. And the number I had in mind with you was 1707. 958. That was the 5% cut from the 2011 approved. Your 2011 approved number in 117 was
1,797,850. Oh, 117, okay.
I know, I just wanted to do the 118 real fast.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize you jumped to
117. Yeah, 118, okay. We just moved those people because that was something we did. It was... You know, it's a process.
Quite frankly, we can't see that in the 1118 account we're going to be able to make a 5% cut from 2011. It's an impossibility. We're helping that by moving the four employees out so that we can get closer to when we talk to every elected official and department head who's listening right now within the county so that we're all working together to the same end. But since we made that commitment as a commission already, we're going to continue and keep that commitment for 2012 as long as those revenues remain strong, as you said, and the pod remains open. We're going to stick to that commitment. So those funds are made available.
Right.
And we deleted something else to provide for that in the 114 account.
Right. So that's why I jumped to 118, because... Quite frankly, there's nothing else we can touch there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's basically salaries. With the exception of, you've got salaries and you've got the cost of what a prisoner costs. I mean, the food, the insurance and all that, there's nothing you can cut. I mean, you can't cut prisoner food because we can't.
Right.
Well, because we have an increase in prisoners, we have an increase in cost.
Yeah, and so as long as the revenues are there, obviously it should offset some of those increases that we're experiencing. So when looking at 118, there's nothing we can do.
Yeah.
I mean, it is what it is. It's bare bones. If you look at it, $1,000 in training, $3,000 total equipment expense. I mean, you're not spending much in that account.
No.
So that's why we went to 117. And 117, there's a little bit more discretionary spending there, and some more.
And that's where I was going to spend my time. I mean, this is the hard one here because I started the conversation thinking we're going to try to get to 1707. And right now, we left it yesterday, we're $264,000 from that goal that we're trying to get to. I show us at 1972, approximately. And so there's a couple things obviously we can talk about and look at. The Cody software is a big hit, the maintenance. Just briefly, talk to me about that. If we, last year we said we're not going to, the maintenance is required, is it not?
Yeah.
And the problem is we're a large percent of everyone else's pie.
What's the figure on that, by the way?
74 is what is in that line.
The total, yeah.
68 of it's Cody, I believe.
I think 62. I've got it right here.
But 74,000 is in that line item.
$62,066.
$62,066.
Yeah.
Here's when we started yesterday, Jim. I should have said something and didn't. We started from the figure of what was requested rather than what the 2011 figure was, which is what the big difference is. We roll back to 2011. What we just approved in January, that's $457,376.04 less than what you've requested for 2012. We don't have the monies for the requests that we have for 2012 across the board. That's why we're doing what we're doing.
Right.
Then, by looking at 5% from what was approved in 2011 is where we're hoping to find increases for employees within the courthouse and maybe one or two mandates that we have that we didn't have in 2011, elections being one, the presidential elections. There's no way around that. We're going to do it. We're going to pay for it. And there may be one or two or three within your department we're going to try to sort through and find. And in other departments as well. With one exception, which we're going to talk to again today, I think everybody has hit the mark, have they not, between five and...
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking at... I try to keep my formulas all pretty clear. I mean, after yesterday's rounds of talking to, I think, almost every elected official that affects GCR, we are... Just so you know, we are basically within $17,000 where we were against approved as a whole overall GCR.
Right.
So we started Tuesday going in with about $2.6 million in deficit over 2011. The 2012 requests were $2.6 million more than the 2011 approved. Right now, we are basically back at 2011. So we're back to zero, but we are trying to get to 5% less. So as a whole, the county, we're whittling away slowly at that number, but we're still trying to find at least, it's less than 5%, 4%, so that we can do the things that we're trying to do. So yesterday was a good day. It just... We aren't there yet, and that's the challenge. And so that's why I've been running the numbers of each department, who's making big cuts and shifting things and all that. So,
what about on this maintenance agreement on the Cody system? I don't know if you would want to do it or not. We've not talked with him yet.
Right.
To see what they would do. If we could take that out of another, like a contingency line item, if they require us to pay it, we could drop it out of the budget, and then if
we
work
go,
with them and see what happens.
If we go, I mean, I understand how important it is, Jim, and we all support you in this. The request from us yesterday was, if they would do that, we ought to go after it because that's going to help us,
right.
If they won't, we realize that they won't, and we're going to have to do it.
Right.
I believe that's where we're at.
Right.
Okay. So, yes, we can work that. We're going to work with you on that. If we go back to the level where we were at in January, some of the things that you were offering yesterday, all the things that you're offering yesterday would be part of getting back to that point anyway.
Right.
So if funds are available and you wish to utilize that for that 5% for 2012, we can do that. But it's what you cut yesterday is more than 5%, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. Am I mm-hmm. right or wrong?
From the request, yes.
Well, yeah, because you were looking at around 130, right. And 5% of the 1.7 is 85.
Yeah.
Well, it's probably more than 1.7 then. Yeah, 1.797.
Yeah.
So you'd be closer to right. Where do we go from here, guys? What do we do?
I think the first thing is we have to take a position on the Cody software. We can't afford it. I mean, that's the reality. And we just can't afford it. I mean, it's basically what $66,000 of money that, you know, we didn't budget last year, obviously, and we're hurting again this year. My concern is it's not sustainable. I mean, every year we're going to ask for them to waive their maintenance fee.
Yeah.
That's.
That's not just us, is it, Jim? Isn't it the cities?
Yeah, but they've budgeted theirs.
Yeah.
I understand.
I know.
Yeah, I don't know how much what their costs are. Of course, they don't have as much of the Cody system as what we have to have because of all the other processes. None of them have the jail and all that.
Right.
Yeah, it has to be tied into it.
Jim's question was, we roll this back to 2011 levels. That's gone because it's not in the funding. That's part of it. That's an add-on.
Correct.
If he works with them to try to get them to forgive that, and they do, that's okay. If they don't, his question is,
does it come out?
Can it be in a contingency fund if it's a must? And we need to hear that it's a must for that to happen.
Right.
Does it impair the other jurisdictions if we're not involved in it? Is it all tied together?
Well, and trust me, to operate this system, we have to have that. The maintenance with
right.
them,
right.
And if we're unable to operate the system, then it impairs Rockaway, Forsyth, Marion Woods, and all the everybody that we dispatch for. So, and it'll also impair. Even it'll affect Branson's because we're not adding in any information and stuff like that that they can use.
I say we take it out, and if it comes through, we'll deal with it. I mean, we either put it back in this fund and we go over in that line, or we go pay it out of contingency. But I mean, the reality is,
it's contractual.